Our next guest played in that era, so I'm wondering if maybe he's partial to the return to the division formats. A Hall of Famer analyst now with the St. Louis Blues, Bernie Federico, joins us once again. Bernie, how are you?
I'm great, Jason. Thanks.
What do you like the return to the divisions?
I do. I love it. I actually think that there should be the fourth place team in the division too. I don't know why we have to mix and match.
Yes.
I mean, as it turns out, I guess Dallas does get in because of it, Phoenix would have probably been in obviously in the other division. But it is what it is, and I guess it gives everybody a little more to talk about. That's just gets some way of looking at it. But I love the divisional play. I think that's how you create a lot more rivalries that way.
And St. Louis and Chicago, we're going back to the Norris Division days. Used to be a heated rivalry. I guess let's start, Bernie. What can you tell us on the update for all of our poolies out there? Are Backes and Oshie going to start this series?
You know what? That's a good question. I really believe that Backes will probably start the series. With Oshie, again, with the head injury, you never know. I mean, that's always day-to-day. So they did not practice today, Jason. So, I wasn't down to the rink at all. They don't practice till tomorrow. So everybody has the day off tomorrow, or today, I should say. And I expect that most of the guys, in my opinion, are going to be back, for Thursday's game.
Okay. We're hearing that Taves and Kane for sure, and Taves is, I guess, maybe a little bit in the same boat as Oshie. If all things considered and all those guys are back in, Bernie, how does that change the makeup of this series in your mind? Chicago without Kane and Taves would be a huge blow, similar to St. Louis without Backes and Oshie.
Absolutely, but injuries are always part of the game, and there's no question that you don't want to have any key people out at this time of the year. But all indication is that Taves and Kane are going to be back, and if everybody is healthy or most of the guys are healthy, I think this is going to be just an absolutely great series. Both these teams, as you mentioned, is a rivalry. They don't like each other. During the regular season, the Blues won 3 of the 5 games, but two of them were shootout wins. The other game was a game the Blues lost, won in the last minute. Chicago took the last couple of games, and they were all close games. So, obviously the fans want everybody out there healthy, and I think it's, sooner or later you got to beat the best teams, and right now Chicago is the defending Stanley Cup champs, and maybe it's better to get them early than it is later on as they get maybe some momentum going.
Analyst Bernie Federico joins us. Bernie, you don't want to go into the playoffs on a losing streak. The Blues have lost 6 straight. I know they've had some guys banged up, but what's gone wrong lately for the Blues that can't score suddenly? How come?
Well, it's kind of funny, Jason. It seems to me that they really have gone into a little bit of a funk. I mean, this is a team that plays a really fast, quick game, and for whatever reason, maybe it was the fatigue of all the guys being in the Olympics. There was 9 guys that went to the Olympics. Maybe it was because of the injuries. Obviously, when you've got 5 or 6 of your top players out of the lineup, you're not going to be able to compete like you should be able to compete. But, there's always so many factors that get involved, especially late in the season. I think you saw quite a few of the teams, the what you would call the better teams in the league. Boston dropped their last game. Chicago lost a couple, or their last two. It was really only Colorado that was kind of one of those teams that was really kind of winning for the most part. But, for whatever reason, everybody understands that you go into a little funk. You got to make sure that, when this Thursday comes, everybody starts, resets the reap button, and you start all over again. And this team really believes in themselves. They believe in each other. And whatever has happened over the course of the last 6-game losing streak, I think that's all going to be forgotten. I mean, I think this team knows they can get back to basics, back to playing fast hockey, aggressive hockey, and if they're healthy, there's no question I think that they still have an excellent chance of going all the way.
How's Ryan Miller fit in?
He fit in great. I think he showed a couple of games what he can do when the team does not show up. And, you obviously don't want to have a team that is not going to show up during a playoff series or during a game. But, Ryan kind of stole a game against the Flyers earlier this last couple of weeks. And I think that everybody got their heads up and say, hey, this is what he can do. But he's fit in very well. I mean, obviously he's one of the top, most consistent goaltenders in the league. And I thought Doug Armstrong and the ownership here said, we got to go all in here. We got a chance to, with the team that they have here, to go all the way. And if it's a goaltender that they feel is going to be the difference maker, I think it was great that they went out and got Ryan Miller. And, I don't think that maybe he's played his best hockey, and the team didn't play its best hockey in front of him, too. So hopefully this is the week that it all starts coming together, and hopefully he's going to be the difference maker as we go forward in the playoffs.
Bernie Federico joins us. Bernie, do you sense there's just that much more pressure on this Blues team this year? And do the players, and maybe a lot of that comes from within, but is there a sense like, you know, there's only so many opportunities you get, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you, but I think this is still a team that's built for probably three or four more years. I mean, this is just not a, you know, one-time chance, and then you're out of gas. But certainly there is a lot of pressure on this team. The fans are pumped. The ownership, as I said, has done an awful lot of great things here to put together a team that you know, they feel it can win. I mean, they've spent the money that, you know, this is a small market team here like Edmonton is, and they've spent a lot of money here to make sure that they got all the bases covered. But, you know, that being said, yes, they want to win it all right now, but if something should happen, and again, you always talk about injuries. If you're not a healthy team, it's really difficult to win it all. But as I said, this team is a team that's going to be a real good team for three or four or more years, and the players do know what's going on. They do have a lot of pressure on them, and they want to have the pressure on them. They were all so disappointed last year when they got knocked out by the LA Kings, and came back this year with a renewed vigor that this is going to be the year that they're going to change things around, and they've matured as a team. There's a lot of the young players that, you know, have had an opportunity to play a full year in the league now, and you know, last year was such a different year with the lockout, but certainly this team has a lot of pressure on them, but I think that they're right now feel that they can handle it.
Tarasenko, what's his status?
Well, right now he's been skating with the team. You know, he does have a cast on his hand, so until he gets that off, he's not going to be cleared to play. So, you know, right now I'm expecting that somewhere during this first round he would be able to come back. It won't be probably for the first couple of games, but, you know, sometimes next week I think there is a possibility that he could come back.
How much do they miss him? Where would he fit in when healthy?
Well, the offense, I think, is where they really miss at Tarasenko, because, I mean, the chemistry of this team was going so good. I mean, when you had Backes and Oshie and Steen on a line, and all of a sudden then you came back with a line of Sobotka and Schwartz and Tarasenko, a couple of kids that could really score that have played so well, and Sobotka has really kind of fit in so well with them. And I think that's when those six guys were healthy, you know, both check very well. They're both dynamic lines that they can, you know, what, you know, almost like when they get an opportunity, they're not set. And, you know, since he's been out, you know, the talent level, you know, drops just a little bit. You don't have that key guy that can, you know, can score that big goal when you really need it. And Tarasenko has shown that this year. He can be that guy, that go-to guy. So I think that's where kind of the chemistry of this team has been missed a little bit on the offensive side. And consequently, Kane Hitchcock has really tried to mix and match his lines. And I think that has, you know, had some of the effect on the fact that they haven't scored that many goals over the course of the last two or three weeks.
And Bernie, being a former player, you know, 1,000-point guy, continuity matters. Do you see Ken Hitchcock maybe going back to certain combinations that worked earlier in the season? If Oshie and Backes are ready to go, what do you see as the top two lines?
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, we've watched this team all season long, and you know what, when they were firing on all cylinders, it didn't matter who was playing with who, but you know, when they needed a big game or a big goal or you know, a big win, that line, you know, came together all the time, Oshie, Steen, and Backes. So I would expect that Hitch is going to probably go with them to start things off. And certainly, you're probably going to see Sobotka and Schwartz, you know, on the line. And it's going to be whether or not, you know, right now Berglund looks like a guy that he might be out for maybe this series. I mean, we're not sure about what his status is right now. But someone else is going to have to step up, whether it be a Steve Ott that they, you know, came in part of the Miller trade, or a Brendan Morrow who, you know, who's nursing a bad foot right now too. But there is a lot of depth on this hockey club, but I think that you know, they need to find a place to make sure that they have a second line scoring, because you're not going to win in the league if you only have one line scoring.
Their back end, obviously they've got a lot of all-stars on that blue line, Bo Meester and Petrangelo. Do we see those guys up to 29 minutes? Are they going to play even more come playoff time? And how do either one of those guys look a little fatigued to you, Bernie?
You know what? They're used to playing an awful lot of ice. You know, they're up around 30 minutes every night. So I don't think that they're really showing any signs of fatigue. I think maybe, you know, mentally, it was tough down the stretch for them. You know, they do get a lot of minutes, and after coming from the Olympics and this and that, especially with the Blues schedule, I mean, they were on the you know, on the road for the most part after they came back from the Olympics, really for the first about 3 weeks after the Olympics. So I think it was a little grueling for them. But, you know, they're professionals. They love to play. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in the league, Jason, that doesn't want to get more and more ice time. And they'll be ready to play, and they're going to log a lot of time. I mean, there's no question that, especially in this series against Chicago, you're going to see a lot of Petrangelo, and you're going to see a lot of Bouwmeester, and you're going to see a lot of Keith and Seabrook over on the other side. So, you know, you only have so many great defensemen, great defensive pairs, too, in the National Hockey League, and you're going to have, you know, two of the best overall in this first series.
And what will be the second and third pairs for the Blues on the back end?
Well, right now it's looking like it's going to be, you know, probably Shattenkirk and we're not even sure. It could be Shattenkirk and Leopold. It could be Shattenkirk and Koliako. It could be Shattenkirk and Cole. And then you're probably going to have Jackman and Pollock playing together. So, you know, they've used the eight defensemen for the most part the entire season. So, you know what you're going to see, I think the one thing you're going to see is you're always going to see Petrangelo and Bouwmeester together. Other than that, you probably can see some mixing and matching.
Bernie, it should be a heck of a series. We look forward to it starting on a Thursday. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, unfortunately, Jason, one of these two teams, I think, is going to be out that has a chance to win it all. So it's just the way it goes, the way the draw goes. And when you both you get a team 111 points, 107 points in a season, you hate to see one team lose, but that has to happen.
Yeah, it's tough. Same with the Kings and the Sharks. They'll be two very disappointed franchises for sure.
Absolutely.